Mini episode 295 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at thatnbalotterypick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everybody. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross are back with you here again in the FDH Lounge, breaking down football. Clearly, we had a good laugh off air here about what we're going to be discussing now, the NFC East, previewing it for the year 2013.
Yeah, and, you know, some certainly think this is the best division of football year in, year out. I don't think we're of that persuasion, particularly this year. It's a division that, when we did mini-episode number 257, I am a completist,
yes,
at the end of last year, our sort of detox at the end of 2012-2013 season, I think you and I were kind of scrambling to pick a winner.
Right.
Washington was a surprise winner last year. Now, I will say that I kind of caught on right toward the tail, and I remember I telling you, I'm like, you know, I think this Washington's going to make a run, and they're going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were kind of leery they did. Then the Griffin injury happened. That's been a huge storyline, certainly on some networks, all offseason long. And to be fair, I mean, Robert Griffin, you know, does he get maybe a little bit too much hype? It was exciting. And, you know, I mean, the Redskins are a team that hadn't been relevant really in a decade. I mean, you know,
right,
there was that one year they were good for Joe Gibbs, who I don't even think knew that there was instant replay in the league. But
what's this red flag here?
What's this red flag? Oh, nice. They gave me a handkerchief now.
Yeah.
But as this totally comes off the track right away. But Washington was a surprise winner last year that no one saw coming. You and I going into the year both thought the Giants coming off the Super Bowl year were going to have a down year. Interestingly enough, they had the same record as their Super Bowl winning season of 9-7.
Yep.
They just didn't get lucky to get in the playoffs. Dallas was Dallas. You know, they were there, a lot of talent. They have the chance to make the playoffs last week of the year, and Tony Romo stinks. That's kind of been the narrative of the Cowboys for the better part of 5 years.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles were a disaster in the swan song for Andy Reid. Completely fell off the rails. Everything went wrong. They were a team that I thought could potentially win the division before the season. It was nothing like that. They were 4-12. I remember last year at one point you called them, I think, the worst 2-0 team in NFL history.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or it was,
or
like 3-1. It was,
yeah,
they were 3-1, and their three wins were by like a combined 4 points.
Yeah.
They won one game the rest of the way.
They were awful. They squeaked out wins, but were awful.
And now they have Chip Kelly.
Yes.
So here's my view of the division. Philadelphia is going to be better this year. What Chip Kelly is going to bring to the league,
mm-hmm,
with this up-tempo offense, we remain to be seen how he's going to integrate. It looks like Vic's going to be the starter, at least initially. I think that's the right choice.
Everybody's got like customized milkshakes, don't you know?
Okay.
He's
I don't like Nick Foles.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, Mike Vick seems like a nice man, though, too, now, doesn't he? I always like, it just seems like, always, I don't know what it is.
Don't let the ASPCA hear that.
Well, I know. Yeah. Yeah, don't let him hear Riley Cooper either, by the way.
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, by the way, I love the comments, you know, when that story initially broke about what he said at the Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah.
And someone's like, isn't this like saying I will fight every heterosexual in here at a Melissa Etheridge concert?
rule number one for Riley Cooper, you cannot go to a Kenny Chesney concert and talk like Jay-Z. That's not permissible.
Okay. No. Oh, yes. Okay, I gotcha. But anyway, the Eagles, getting back to analytics here, are going to be better. You know, we've talked about teams who, you know, about roughly somewhere between a quarter to a third of the league sees its wins, season win total shift by four or more every year. I think the Eagles are a team who falls into that category.
Yeah.
I see them all the way up at 8-8 this year, believe it or not. I think Kelly's offense, it's going to catch people off guard. I think he's not going to just go with the one starter.
Right.
I think he's going to be doing a lot of crazy things that always work short term. See the read option last year, see the wildcat in years past.
Mm-hmm.
And this division isn't great. They're going to be much more competitive than they were last year. I got the Eagles at 8-8. They're the clear improved team.
I got them 8-8 also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that I was pretty optimistic of them.
Yeah.
The Redskins are going to regress. They're a team that jumped from 4 wins to 10 wins in RG3's rookie year.
Going to be from 10 and 6 to, I'm saying 6 and 10.
Wow. At first, I was going to go that low, but you know what? Looking long, I think they're going to dip a little bit this year, much like Indianapolis with luck. But that doesn't mean I'm cold on them moving forward. I think Washington's going to be a player in this division for years to come.
Right.
But the Griffin, I don't want to call it controversy because that just seems like I'm not trying with the English language. But for lack of a better term, Griffin controversy is going to kind of screw with this team this year. Is he healthy? Is he not? How are the Shanahans going to play him? I think there's a bit of a rift there. And a lot of things went right for them towards the end of the year last year. They didn't beat a lot of great teams down the stretch, but they played well. But I just think when you jump from 4 wins to 10 wins in one season, you're going to see your win total dip the following year. I've got them 7 and 9, Washington.
Okay. So we got them fairly close.
Yeah.
And we both have Philadelphia jumping back up. Yeah, everything that happened last year, I mean, that was the ugliest Eagles moment since Don Felder and Glenn Frey just about threw down backstage in 1980.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Did you see that documentary? I still haven't seen it. I heard it was very good. Oh, that's right.
I
you don't have HBO.
I don't, but I read Simmons' thing on Grantland the same as
you
did.
Okay,
that's why that was fresh in my mind.
But you do have the internet.
Mind.
Okay,
yes,
there
I
we
do.
Go. Very
yeah,
good.
I do. I do. This just in.
Yeah, by the way, this podcast can be heard on the internet.
Yeah, coincidentally enough.
Yes.
So those are the bottom two division teams in the division.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say bottom. I wouldn't say,
I mean,
oh, you have them at the bottom? Because I don't think it's the – I think this is a very tightly knit.
It is.
Division.
It is. I'm just saying technically there's a third place and a fourth place team because I have them all with separate records in there. Well, I have a tie for first place in the division, but only one of the two teams will make the playoffs in my estimation.
Okay, you know what's interesting is when we did do mini episode number 257 on the NFCs, you were a lot more, when I was like, God, you know, for me, I guess then by default it's between, because I knew the Eagles would improve, but not to the point where they'll win the division, the Redskins would go back. So that would leave the Giants and Dallas.
Yep.
And I think at the time you were a lot more sold than me on the Giants being that team. And you know what's funny? It seems right now, looking at your records, that you're less sold than I am. I definitely think the Giants are winning this division. I'm going to tell you why. Last year they had the best point differential.
It's been an ugly preseason, you got to say, though.
Yeah, but here's what you have with the Giants, looking at the NFCs. Best quarterback in the division.
Yes.
Sorry, RG3.
Yeah.
You have the best coach in the division. Sorry, Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
And yet the team with the best point differential of the four last year. I'm big on point differential. Remember, the Giants were just kind of unlucky not to get in the playoffs last year. They had the same exact 9-7 record as they did the year before. They just didn't get in the playoffs.
Right.
And it seemed that they were just as good in the regular season. They just kind of lost a couple head-scratching games and were just unfortunate not to get in. But looking at the point differentials last year, Philadelphia, an atrocious minus 164. Dallas was minus 24. But Washington was plus 48. The Giants were plus 85.
Yeah.
Plus 85. The only teams in the NFC better than that were, you know, Chicago, who didn't make the playoffs, and then Green Bay, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Seattle. So I think the Giants may have been the best team in the NFC last year. They didn't get a chance to show it. I think Big Blue wins this division. I'm still saying 9-7 only, but it could be better. I'm more confident in them now than when we last talked about this division.
I'm agreeing that they win it at 9-7. I also have Dallas at 9-7, but missing the playoffs on the tiebreaker. Not only not winning the division, but not getting a wild card.
See, how about them Cowboys? But I, every year, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, they've got the talent. They should. I got them 7-9. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I just think here's the thing. I like Tony Romo a lot more than you do. I know that.
Right.
I think he's the Jay Cutler, Matt Stafford class of quarterbacks. Again, kind of passed up by
I think that's a real slam on Matt Stafford.
Oh, I think they're the same guy. I think
has Romo ever thrown for 5,000 yards?
No, but he's had some great statistical games. I mean, just because he's thrown for five. I mean, Detroit also passes at every play, and he's operating out of the shotgun, and he's got Calvin Johnson, okay?
Tony Romo has not had bad wide receivers
class.
For a long time.
They're in the same class. They're guys who have great arms and not great brains.
Would you agree with me that Stafford is ahead of Romo on that tier? We could put them on the same tier. I'll negotiate with
you.
And
Jay Cutler's there, too.
Jay
Romo
Cutler's
and Cutler are very similar.
They're very
in
similar.
That they have terrible – they can play great games.
Yeah.
But have just – you know, the bad will somehow always outweigh the good.
Right.
I'd give Stafford a slightly, but he's no better than one or two spots in the quarterback pecking order ahead of Tony Romo.
I'll take that. With Dallas, I the only reason I have him at 9-7 and inexplicably better than you have him record-wise is that the division is in flux. The Giants will not be – even if they're a division winner like you and I think – will not be a dominant division winner. Philadelphia improving, but not back to where they were under in the salad days of Andy Reid, which is an ironic term to use because I don't think Andy Reid's ever eaten a salad.
Yeah.
Washington is going to regress. Dallas is going to feast a little bit from within the division, I see it.
Jason Garrett's bad.
Yes.
Can we just say that? He's bad. And the
I'm intrigued about Monty Kiffin bringing the cover, too. I'm intrigued.
Well, I'll tell you what. I watched his defense at USC last year, and they didn't cover anything. Okay? Their defense was horrible. I mean, Monty Kiffin looked like he – I mean, I think he still thought Joe Paterno was coaching at Penn State.
His son stinks as a recruiter, so that's
not he's a good
be.
Recruiter. He's not a good coach.
Well –
coach him up, Lane.
Coach him up. Well, I don't think his son has had the kind of haul at USC that they've anticipated. Let's just put it that way.
I think
way.
They'll be okay this year. Their defense can't be any worse. Their defense was awful last year
under his
direction.
All things being equal, I'm not going
you
to
You also
wait.
Hate
I'm
Rob
not,
Ryan. Admit
I do.
It. And you, think if I came in there, the defense would be better.
Fan. I'm not a big Lane Kiffin guy, but I think Monty Kiffin is one of the modern geniuses in pro football history. So I'm just going
I don't
to.
I think there's a lot modern about him. He's a genius. Was a genius. I don't think he's a modern genius
anymore.
I'm
going to be one of the last guys in the world to lay blame at his feet, regardless of where he's at with his track record.
Well, you know who I don't think is very good?
Who?
Bill Callahan.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, this guy has wrecked everything he's touched. I mean, he inherited a team. He inherited a great Oakland Raiders team, John Gruden's team, by the way.
Okay.
Got him to the Super Bowl with Gruden's players, and then immediately took that team right down the crapper. He went to Nebraska and stunk up the joint there. And I just think there's a lot of organizational chaos with his team. There always will be with this meddling Jerry Jones. You know, you got his son wiping his glasses now. I mean, you know, I just think, and here's the thing, too. The only NFL game I went to last year was at Jerry World. I had the pleasure of seeing a Monday night game where they were awful against the Bears. It was the game where Tony Romo, I may clarify, it was a game where Tony Romo threw about 800 interceptions. But they were bad.
Yeah.
And it's funny, living in Cleveland here, you think, oh, my God, local talk radio can't be any worse than it is here.
I do believe that.
I'll tell you what, in Dallas, man, it was bad. I mean, they were like, oh, we need to get rid of this stadium. There's no home field. And there isn't. There were so many Bears fans in that stadium. They don't have a good home
Let
field
me put
advantage.
Put in a plug. Middays in the Metroplex area there, bad radio, Bob and Dan. Dan McDowell, former Bobcat. You gotta like that.
They do have
a
decent
Bobcat.
Midday show. You know what I was referring
bad
to?
Bad radio is
when
awesome.
I
worked with McDowell back in the day. He wouldn't remember me, but he's an awesome
When
talent.
I was referring to the bad – I was referring to the callers.
Yeah.
That's always
right,
my least favorite part of any radio show is always the callers.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
It's the hosts can be bad, but they're never as bad as the callers.
Biggest market for mouth-breathing callers. That would be a hell of a bracket thing here.
Yeah, I know, wouldn't it? Yeah, it really would be. There's no one worse than, you know, Facebook GM. You know, you have a lot of those. Yeah, I know how to fix. You know, here's my 5-point plan to fix the team.
I think you're Facebook friends with a few.
Yes, I am. Yeah, and I've fired them all. But so, anyways, I've got the Giants winning this division, and everyone else kind of in that 7-9, 8-8 flux.
It's a mediocre division. It's going to get a lot more attention. As though it were better than that, which is kind of the way it always goes with the NFC East. Welcome to the way the world is. But, yeah, I agree with you that everybody's going to kind of be in that kind of middle range there. All right, so that's our look at the NFC East.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBoard.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.